Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Today is National Air Quality Day in France, a day when pollution levels in the environment are brought to public attention. And according to some NGOs, the standard of the air we breathe is well below par. An open letter jointly written by WWF France, Greenpeace France and UNICEF France has slammed government policy and reiterates the urgent need to act now. They particularly target emissions from diesel engines. EDF has disclosed details of production issues in six of France's nuclear reactors. For the time being, the plants remain operational and are considered fully safe. However, it is up to the Nuclear Safety Authority to make its recommendations once it has fully reviewed production procedures. The case of the Besançon anaesthetist Frédéric Péchier is being heard in court today. He has been accused of poisoning 24 patients, nine of whom died. The Besançon Court of Appeal is due to review whether Mr. Péchier should remain in custody. His lawyer has argued that he has not had a fair procedure, having been unable to properly defend himself to investigators. French firefighters are congregating in Vannes today for the start of four-day discussions over working conditions. There will be 3,500 pompiers attending from across the country to address the rising challenges they face, particularly with regard to disrespectful behaviour towards them. The French government have confirmed that they have sent an investigating team to Saudi Arabia to assist with the inquiry into the drone attacks at the weekend. Two oil facilities were badly damaged, which has had a major impact on the global price of crude oil. The American Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is also heading to Riyadh for an update on the incident. In Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz have tied for the general elections. After more than 92% of the ballots were counted, their two parties each won 32 seats out of the 120 possible in Parliament. Talks of a possible coalition are underway with the third biggest party, Yisrael Baitenu. And finally to football news and hopes that PSG will fare better than Lyon and Lille in the Champions League. Neither team won yesterday. Lille lost 3-0 to Amsterdam and Lyon drew 1-1 against Zenit St. Petersburg. PSG take on the Spanish giants Real Madrid tonight. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.